Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is a Crowd podcast.
It's Quiz Chat Repeat, the UK's only and therefore best daily quiz podcast. Every episode, we ask a different person 12 questions for a maximum of 15 points. Let's get quizzing. Hello, I'm Makita Oliver, and welcome to the start of another week of quizzing. Joining me today is comedian and TV presenter Lloyd Griffith. Welcome, Lloyd. Where are you calling from today?
I'm coming from Cleethorpes.
Ah, do you know yes. It? Ah, yes.
It's next to Grimsby, the beautiful Grimsby.
Okay, and are you at your family abode?
Yeah, I'm at my mum's guest house. So my mum's got a guest house in Cleethorpes. So Cleethorpes is like a seaside resort. I think I now just live in a guest house, which is not how I thought my life would pan out at the age of 75. Jesus Christ, 37. I don't know why I'm 75.
Don't know why you've suddenly been there that long.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Well, let's pep up your afternoon in the guest house, shall we? Let's do a general knowledge quiz. You have 12 questions regarding general knowledge. Let's quiz. Question number one. Lloyd Griffith, alphabetically, which is the first ceremonial English county?
Alphabetically, what is it? The word ceremonial is probably off there. I'm going to go with Avon.
Oh, that's a blooming good guess. But the correct answer is Bedfordshire.
What? What does ceremonial mean?
Avon was abolished as a county area in 96 and is now split between Gloucestershire and Somerset.
Oh, my God.
That's really bad luck. Question number two. In the world of wood, what does MDF stand for?
Oh, my God. What does MDF stand for? Medium density fabric?
Oh, it's too close. The correct answer was medium density fiberboard. But goodness, you were close.
I would not have got fiberboard if we'd have gone on for like 10 minutes, mate.
You were doing very good. Question number three. What German expression describes deriving pleasure from someone else's misfortune?
What? God, I got no idea. I'm just going to go, tschüss.
Okay, incorrect. I'm going to give you the correct answer, but always remember this word because it's such a clever word. The correct answer is Schadenfreude.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's easy. Yeah, I know it now.
You know it now. Question number four, Lloyd. What alcoholic ingredient is mixed with whiskey to make up a Manhattan cocktail?
Oh, God.
What's your drink of choice?
Lager.
In it.
Continental, ideally. What Manhattan? I'm going to go with tequila.
That would be intense. Tequila and whiskey.
Yeah, but you're putting whiskey with something, aren't you? So either way, it's going to be intense, unless it's Bailey's.
I think a Manhattan's a little bit sweet, so you need the correct answer, which is vermouth.
Oh, that's my bloody second answer.
Question number five. In what year of the 2010s did the ALS Water Bucket Challenge begin? Remember the Water Bucket Challenge?
Oh, my God.
That was huge.
Well, yeah, I think, and this is ridiculous, so I started dating a girl and she said that she really found me attractive when I did my Ice Bucket Challenge. Is that the same thing?
Yeah.
That's it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because I was on tour and I was only on my own, so I just did it in a shower with cold water.
So wait, and she was like, I really fancied you in that clip.
She said I was really cute. No, it's on Facebook, and it ended awfully. I'm going to say 2014.
Oh, absolutely correct.
Well, that was the year we got together. So thanks very much for bringing up awful memories due to a great challenge. Please donate to ALS.
Question number six. What was the sixth Harry Potter book title?
I have never read a Harry Potter book or watched a film.
Wow. So you're not going to know this.
Absolutely not. The Prisoner of Azkaban.
Ah, but that is the third. The sixth is Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince is the correct answer.
Oh, God, classic.
Question number seven. Which French fashion house bearing his surname was set up in 1952 by a young man called Hubert?
Hubert. French fashion house. It's not Pierre Cardin, is it? Because he passed away the other day.
It's not, but look at you.
when he passed away, I was like, the only thing I really knew him from was his jewellery in the Argos catalogues growing up.
Did Pierre Cardin get in the Argos catalogue?
I think it was Pierre Cardin and Elizabeth Duke.
Oh, Elizabeth Duke.
The two big hitters. French fashion house. I'm going to go between Louis Vuitton or Chanel. I'm going to go with Louis Vuitton. Louis Vuitton?
Louis Vuitton. Incorrect. I'm afraid the correct answer was Givenchy.
Yeah, I would never. Yeah. No. Yeah.
But Givenchy. Question number eight. Is a Brazil nut a nut or a seed?
Seed.
Correct.
Yes, I've got. Is that my first point?
I think it is. Second. Oh, but we're on a roll now. Question number nine. The films Roman J. Israel Esquire, Fences and Flight were the last three films to earn a Best Actor nominee at the Oscars for who?
Oh, God. It's not. I know it's not. It's not Denzel Washington, is it?
Oh, my God, I'm going to cry. It is.
It is?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Question number 10. For 1 point, can you name a planet in our galaxy that doesn't have a moon?
Saturn.
Incorrect. I'm afraid the answers I was looking for were Mercury or Venus.
Oh, okay.
Question number 11. For 2 points, can you name two of the four corner rooms on a Cluedo board?
I reckon library.
Incorrect. I'm afraid you have one.
This is awful, mate. Brazil nut is a seed, and that was a guess.
You have, come on, really see that board. You have one more guess to say a corner room on a Cluedo board. It's not the library.
Study.
Correct.
Yes.
Absolutely correct. You could have also had the kitchen, the conservatory, and the lounge.
Yeah.
Final question on your General Knowledge Monday. For 3 points, can you name three of the top five British sitcoms of all time? This is according to a 2019 poll by Radio Times.
Three of the top five British sitcoms of all time. Office.
Oh, it's number 12, I'm afraid.
Oh, my God, really?
That three is... of the top five. And this is according to a 2019 poll by Radio Times.
Porridge.
Oh, my God, it's seven.
Oh, my God, are you seriously? Oh, my God. I've got to be really careful here. Because there's going to be a lot of old ones. Right, I'm going to go with Fawlty Towers.
Yes, number one!
I mean... What were the others?
So number one, yes, Fawlty Towers. Number two, Father Ted. Number three, I'm Alan Partridge. Number four, Blackadder. Dad's Army is number five. Only Fools and Horses is number six. Porridge is seven. The Royal Family is number eight. Absolutely Fabulous at nine. And Dinner Ladies at 10. You did okay. 5 points. That is not too bad.
It's not great though, is it? Let's be honest.
Yes, not great. We'll talk through Lloyd's points after this break.
Sports stars. They're like superheroes.
But they're actually real.
Which is why we've made a podcast about them. You see...
They've all got a story.
But too many of these stories were cut short.
Kobe Bryant.
Payne Stewart.
Flo Jo.
Phil Hughes.
Justin Fashanu.
We're writing episodes about all of them.
And sadly, many more.
Death of a Sports Star. A new series from Crowd Network.
Lloyd, are you a quizzer? How are you? What's your quizzing history?
Well, no, I used to host a quiz at the pub that I worked at when I was at university. And I used to go on the quiz machine when it was quiet. But apart from that, like, I'm not like a furious quizzer. My mum, like, I've been back home for Christmas legally, and my mum watches like Tipping Point, like it's going out of fashion. And it doesn't matter what TV shows I can do. Like, I've been in quite a few nice, biggish things, you know, kind of with big actors and stuff the last 18 months and coming up. And mum's like, yeah, but it's not a Tipping Point though, is it? And I'm like, brilliant. Okay, so I'm now having to like bribe Ben Shepherd into getting me onto Tipping Point.
You're going to have to be on Celebrity Tipping Point, then she'll care. God.
I mean, I'd take the normal one, if I'm being brutally honest, if it just shuts her up.
What quiz games would you watch that are on TV? I'm quite into University Challenge and I do like Only Connect. What would get you happy?
So I would like to be on Celebrity Mastermind.
Special subject?
Probably either the life and works of Thomas Tallis, the 15th century British composer, or Grimsby Town, or Cathedrals, or Fire Appliances.
Bloody hell. All right, Lloyd Griffiths, thank you very, very much for your General Knowledge Monday.
Thank you for having me.
And that's Quiz Chat Repeat. If you enjoyed it, come back tomorrow. Tell your friends. Use the hashtag Quiz Chat Repeat on social media to let everyone know how you got on. We have a music quiz tomorrow, so if you're listening while walking the dog, getting dressed, or just going on a run, we'll be back tomorrow.
Crowd Network, a place where you belong.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.